And now for this week's letters.
We heard earlier about the successful Norfolk and Norwich Festival. Angelise Saville wrote in from Mount Pleasant to thank the organisers and volunteers. To all at Norfolk and Norwich Festival, thank you so much for a wonderful festival. Every year it achieves the impossible. It's even better than last year. For me, just the sight of the Spiegel tent going up makes me so happy. Then the amazing launch evening this year, with so many people having fun. Then there is something for everyone: arts, music, circus, humour. The amount of free events available is amazing. Seeing all the children's pushchairs lined up outside the Spiegel tent really brought it home how hard you work to make sure there is something for all ages. Thank you to all the organisers and volunteers for another year of such a very special event.
We also heard this week about the Bishop of Norwich's retirement. Richard Wood wrote in from Barn Meadow in Trouse with a story about the Bishop and the football team. Reading of Bishop Graham's impending retirement in Saturday's EDP, I was reminded of a game at Carrow Road during our last spell in the Premiership. My neighbour and I are season ticket holders and noticed that the Bishop and his wife were sitting a few seats away from us. Against all the odds, we won the game, and my neighbour, suspecting some sort of divine intervention, said to the Bishop as we were leaving, "You must come again, sir." To which the Bishop replied, "The age of miracles is not yet past. I wish him and his wife a long and happy retirement, and if they could find time to attend one or two more games before leaving us in November, it might just help us give the good start to the new season which we all crave."
When readers of the Evening News heard that Britvic workers may be going on strike, they were quick to react. Edna Bucket said, "Let them strike. Hopefully they'll then be offered just the basic redundancy that's legally required. The workers could then thank their union for its malicious interference and delivering to them reduced payouts. Britvic is already offering enhanced packages and levels of support far beyond the company's legal obligations. The sooner unions disappear completely, the better for all concerned." Mind Your Own had a one-word comment: greedy. Common sense was inclined to agree. They should get statutory redundancy pay like everyone else. Voice of Reason said the same. The level of redundancy payments are set down in law. Why would the GMB therefore find them unacceptable? But Curious Cat wanted more information. The company says this includes an enhanced redundancy package following the collective consultation process with employee representatives, including the GMB and Unite unions. But the GMB union calls for unacceptable and not meeting the aspirations of our members. So maybe the paper should do some more digging and find out the terms that the company is offering compared to the statutory redundancy payments set down by regulations, which is all that most people can expect. Then the paper could talk to the union about what's unacceptable and give us the full story.